1948. The National Party comes into power. The system of racial segregation, apartheid, makes its way through the law and through every aspect of life. The struggle intensifies. The freedom songs of the anti-apartheid struggle, as we know them today, start making their way through the people.
The people slowly move away from the biblical codes and start integrating the symbols of the struggle. Mandela, Sisulu, and the great Albert Luthuli, 1960 Nobel Peace Prize winner and president of the ANC for 15 years. Paulo Jordan explains.
Of course, as people now feel stronger, more confident, right, the words move away from the codes, the biblical codes, move away from a church emphasis and become much more direct, you see. So if you look, for example, in the 1950s, there's still a very strong church influence in a lot of the freedom songs, like during the time of the Defiance campaign. I remember the song that you sing then, how do you go? That was a tune anyway. Now that's a hymn, actually, right? And then there was another one, Somlande Luluthuli, right? Which was it's from the African separatist churches. And the words were Somlande la uJesu, originally, we'll follow Jesus everywhere he goes. It was transformed, we will follow Luthuli wherever he goes, you see?
Somlande la.
Another one, which is popular song, Tina Sikwazi Kuhamba, a song actually about the railroad, right, and about the train, because the railway could take you away, give you the freedom of movement, but it could also take you to bondage in the mines and so on. But there's a song like that, Tina Sikwazi Kuhamba, and then it goes Chocholos, the side of the train, right? Then we changed it, right? Tina sikwazi kuhamba kule elizwe lokhoko wethu tina sikwazi kuhamba ngenxa yamabhulu. That we cannot move freely in this land of our forefathers because of the Boers, right? Chocholoza, right? Not chocholoza of the train, right? As a chocholoza Mandela shayindukumfana uza kuzangati masekulungile. Right, so Mandela becomes the train, right, which is the symbol of freedom.